In today's gospel, Jesus is hanging out, if we can use that term, with his fellow Galileans, his people, his home folk. And in these neighborly circumstances, they come up with some self-righteous anger. They tell Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pontius Pilate has mingled with their sacrifices. And of course, this was something to be angry about. It was bad enough to be occupied by Pilate and his Roman soldiers when they did not commit atrocities. But here was an occasion when he sent soldiers into the sacred precincts of the temple and had men of Galilee, cut down like lambs to the slaughter. But not simply like lambs to the slaughter, but actually alongside slaughtered sacrificial lambs, so that the blood of the holy sacrifices was mingled with the blood of the Galileans. What could possibly be more violent, more reprehensible, more deserving of condemnation? Violence in a holy place. Perhaps that reminds us of recent happenings in New Zealand. We have no way of knowing whether or not the atrocity story the Galileans told Jesus ever happened. What is clear is that it was an appeal to Jesus' nationalistic sympathies, and he is expected to hear the story and to take a position of moral superiority with his countrymen against the Romans, those terrible, inhuman forces of evil. But Jesus will not play their game. He will not go along with them. He doesn't focus on Pilate or on the Romans and their cruelty. But instead, he turns his attention elsewhere. Of course, he doesn't tell his countrymen that the Romans are the epitome of goodness and benevolence. But he will not have himself or his fellow Galileans defined by their enemies. He will not share in self-righteous anger with them. As so often, Jesus confronts those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. And perhaps he had in mind something that he said elsewhere: to look for the log in your own eye, to look for the speck only after you've looked at yourself, the speck in your neighbor's eye after you've looked at the log in your own eye. Today we live at a time when it's not so unlike that of the atrocity rumoring Galileans, when everyone wants to blame everyone else for all the ills of the world. Christians blame Muslims, and Muslims blame Christians. Brexiters blame the Remainers. And the Remainers blame the Brexiters. Conservatives blame the Socialists. And the Socialists blame the Conservatives. And even in the church, the Fundamentalists blame the Liberals. And the Liberals blame the Fundamentalists. And then there is all the blame directed towards multinational businesses. And in particular, perhaps, towards the giant pharmaceutical companies. My daughter-in-law's father was a vice president of one such pharmaceutical company. And I know from that side something of the blame that was laid at his door and the threats that were made to his family. We seem to live in a blame culture. And in the midst of all the din, Jesus says, hold on. Hold on. Think about a homely old fig tree, one that has not borne fruit for a long time. The farm owner says, cut the tree down. It's a waste of space. But his head gardener says, first let me aerate the soil around it and throw some fertilizer on the poor thing. Give it one more year, and if it does not produce fruit, then chop it to the ground. Some of you, I know, are keen gardeners. I have to tell you that I am not. I do enjoy being in and looking at gardens. And luckily, because we live in the middle of a wood, our garden is more like a woodland glade than a formal garden. But my interest was caught when a few years ago, a gardener called Charles Dowding published a book entitled Organic Gardening, The Natural No-Dig Way. You can see why I might be attracted by that title. Dowding has spent a lifetime pioneering the skills of no-dig gardening. And he has proved that better yields are gained not when we dig soil, but rather when we feed it. And Jesus, similarly, provides a model of husbandry that feeds the poorly performing tree. And perhaps this very short parable of the fig tree is a guide and a challenge to all of us who are involved in pastoral care within the body of Christ. Ministers and deacons and pastoral visitors. We are charged with looking after our people with the same care and consideration that the gardener showed towards a rather shabby old fig tree. We are to feed the barren, find the lost. We are to care for folk, not by digging and probing at old hurts, but by feeding them with the love and the grace of Christ. We are to help our people to grow and to mature in their faith, just as the gardener hoped that his little tree would grow and produce fruit. And so to close with some words from Hugh Sherlock's famous hymn. Lord, your church on earth is seeking your renewal from above. Teach us all the art of speaking with the accent of your love. We would heed your great commission, sending us to every place. Preach, baptize, fulfill my mission. Serve with love and share my grace. Amen.